Preface. It is easy for me to feel that the process of writing this book about quantum physics has been an act of ceremonial magic. I say this because the very experience of thinking and writing about quantum theory has had a profound effect on me, changing something deep within me. Perhaps it hasn't so much changed me as brought something within me more to the forefront of my consciousness that had previously been in the background. I can say that for me, quantum physics has brought the deep nature of myself, the part of me that is an aspect of the universal self, into focus in a new way. At the very least, it has given me a useful framework for contextualizing my inner experiences of the world that both inspires and makes sense to me. In learning about quantum physics, my life has stopped making sense in one way, while making deeper sense and infusing my life with meaning in another. It is these new quantum physics-induced insights that I aim to share with the listeners of this book, hopefully evoking similar revelations in the listener's mind. The sense I have from my own personal encounter with the quantum is that upon being introduced to the quantum level of reality, no one will remain the same. This has certainly been true for me. The more I understand what quantum theory is a theory of, the more I realize that modern-day physicists have stumbled upon, via exploring the outside world, a correlate to something that I, and I imagine many other people, experience as our inner subjective experience. This is to say that I began to notice the correlation and mirrored inter-reflection of the reality that quantum theory describes with my own mind. The ultimate subject of quantum physics turns out to be isomorphic with what most interests me, the nature of the human mind. The universe's quantum nature that physics has discovered is in a very real sense our own quantum nature. The world of the quantum is a magic mirror reflecting back to us our own essential nature. Our very mind stuff, the medium and substanceless substance of our present field of awareness, is itself not separate from, but rather an indivisible expression of the quantum field. As I continually deepen my inquiry into the realm of the quantum, it becomes ever more apparent that there is a precise, elegant, and exact parallel, down to the most minute details, between the laws of the subatomic realm and the laws of the human mind. This parallel between physics and psychology should come as no big surprise, for it is the human mind that has created quantum physics in the first place. We should therefore expect to find the genius for discovering reality, as well as deceiving ourselves regarding it, within the mind's own creations. In writing this book, I feel as if I am continually distilling the essence of the quantum gnosis into a magic potion of immense potency, but this elixir is in the form of words on a page. My quantum nature evidently wanted to learn about itself, so it inspired me to write a book about quantum physics in order to teach me about the subject. As such, this book is the record of my own ongoing investigation into quantum physics. The Quantum Revelation, a Radical Synthesis of Science and Spirituality, first started out as one article, which as soon as it was finished quickly turned into a second one, complementing the first. I've designed the book around these two original articles, which have amplified themselves and grown enormously, becoming quantum entangled, so to speak, integrating themselves into each other to eventually become this book, while still keeping their distinct structure as two halves that fit together, forming interrelated aspects of an integrated whole. In this book, I invoke the wisdom of the greatest physicists of the last century, people such as Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, John Wheeler, Erwin Schrödinger, Wolfgang Pauli, David Bohm, Richard Feynman, and Werner Heisenberg, who it should be noted is a very controversial figure, as well as some non-physicists who have in their own unique way contributed to articulating a parallel vision of the deeper nature of reality. Pioneers such as the psychologist C.G. Jung, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the science fiction author Philip K. Dick. In the course of writing this book, I began feeling as if I were becoming part of an ongoing dialogue that they were and still are having about the nature of our universe, all taking place inside of my own head. Feeling as though I were having some sort of wild dream, these great thinkers have become dream figures inside of my own mind, and my task was to somehow reconcile what they were saying with my own experience. In dialoguing with them, I felt like I was practicing active imagination. I can only imagine what it was like for them. As someone who is by nature curious and interested in the nature of things, it has been truly fascinating to become familiar with physicists' thoughts on the matter of matter. In addition, it was really interesting to learn how physicists think, particularly how they think about thinking. As a lifelong student of the human psyche, I found myself interested in the field of physics in my own unique way, such that I am in one sense more interested in the physicists' unconscious reactions to the physics they are inventing than in the physics itself. This is not quite true, because the physics is very interesting, but I found myself unable to separate out the physicists from the physics, as if they were conjoined in a quantum system that was revealing itself through their interplay, thereby reflecting the very same kind of seamless inseparability that their type of physics requires. After reading one of the original articles I had written on the subject, one physicist, a mentor of mine, reflected to me that it was to my advantage to be a non-physicist, as I have more of an open, unprejudiced mind, typical of an outsider, which enables me to see and contemplate with fresh eyes the strange goings-on in the field. It can feel a bit weird to be writing about a field that I'm not a practitioner of, but then again, the field of physics has gotten sufficiently weird that maybe my writing about it isn't that weird after all. As human beings, we all have a quantum nature, a pure and coherent nature which bestows upon us the right and responsibility to consciously realize it as best as we are able. The benefits of realizing our quantum nature are as boundless as the potentials intrinsic to the quantum itself. Oftentimes, great discoveries take years to catch up with and be assimilated by the collective into a shared, transformed worldview. The more I study quantum physics, the more I become convinced that it is unquestionably one of the greatest discoveries of the human mind in all of our history. Quantum physics does not exist separate from the human mind that has discovered or invented it. It is, in fact, an emergent phenomenon, a semantic structure arising within and inseparable from the human mind itself. As such, quantum physics is nothing short of a reflection and modern map of the human mind. To say this differently, turning the mind back upon itself, quantum physics is a revelation of the mind to itself, through the instrument of science. In all of history, we have never quite encountered anything like this. I am of the opinion that the quantum revelation ranks with the Buddha's discovery of the nature of the enlightened mind. It is the same realization expressed through the art of science, at least in my imagination. A true revelation always manifests itself outside the sphere of our own will. It is never our own activity, but is as if something seemingly outside of ourselves reveals itself to us. As the revelation that is quantum physics is taken into and integrated within ourselves, it will change everything, particularly ourselves, with no philosopher's stone left unturned. So as you listen to this book, proceed at your own risk. Don't say you haven't been forewarned. Quantum physics is truly revelatory, and as its theory points out, we ourselves play a crucial part in its living revelation. We and quantum physics are part of one and the same quantum system, a system not composed of separate parts, but rather one that is always seamlessly unified and whole. Studying the revelations of quantum theory is a form of yoga, the deeper meaning of which has to do with yoking, that is, joining with something greater than and beyond our ordinary conception of who we are, our quantum nature. Quantum physics is the bridge that elegantly connects two heretofore separate parts of ourselves in one stunning stroke, unifying the physical with a spiritual dimension of experience. We should be screaming from the rooftops about so earth-shaking a discovery. This is a true game-changer, a priceless treasure that could not be more relevant and helpful for all of us, one tailor-made for the time we live in. To say this differently, it is as if we, the human species, have come up with a revolutionary new conception of the universe and our place in it. In other words, a saving idea, with its own quantum style of grace that can literally transform our lives. The quantum is an idea that is thirsting to be freely shared. Getting more widely disseminated will only increase its potency, or so I imagine. Once the idea of the quantum and what it is revealing to us gains enough momentum, thereby reaching a critical mass in the human psyche, all bets are off as to our potential future. The quantum is readily available, existing all around us and within us. We just have to develop the eyes to see it and the inner capacity to feel its subtle and coherent presence. It is as if, in its infinite compassion, the universe, via quantum theory, is offering us a boundless gift beyond measure, an ever-abundant gift that keeps on giving. Encountering the quantum is like discovering a treasure that has been hidden within our own mind that changes everything. The quantum is a sacred treasure whose liberating power can transform the whole universe. To receive its benefits, we simply have to recognize what is being revealed to us.